Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Warner Braun, who's the president with the Carpet and Rug Institute. Warner, how you doing?
You know, I'm doing very well, Kemp.
Last night we were together. There was a farewell event in Dalton that was honoring you, and your wife Mary was there, because you're retiring at the end of this month, aren't you?
Absolutely. I mean, I really have mixed emotions about it. I'm ready to retire, but as I said in my remarks last night, I'm going to miss the wonderful people that I've gotten to know within the industry.
All right. So you've been there 14 years. What I thought we'd do in this interview is just go through a couple of the highlights. But before we even go there, let's start back at the very beginning of Warner coming to the United States. It's kind of an interesting story. Your parents and you came over here as immigrants, right?
Yeah, we came over, Kemp, in 1949, three suitcases to our names, couldn't speak a word of English. It was very hard in those early days.
Now, did you come over from Germany? Is that where you were from?
Right. We were living in Stuttgart, which was where I was born, and we then immigrated to Indianapolis.
Mm-hmm. Now, the way I hear the story is that you came over, I guess your dad or your uncle or somebody like that was in the sausage business. You thought you came over here thinking you were going to get into that business, and that kind of fell through. But almost immediately, your dad reacted and became a pastry chef at a major property in Indianapolis. Is that right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. My uncle had convinced my parents to immigrate, but long story short, he did not have the wherewithal to start a slaughterhouse, which was the pipe dream that he got my dad and mom to buy into. And so as my dad was trying to find work, it turned out that all of the bakeries, and we're not talking, you know, commercial bakers, we're talking small mom and pop operations in Indianapolis, were essentially all either Germans or German Jews. And so, you know, they all spoke German in the back where the bread was being made and the pastries were being made. And so that's how my dad was able to, you know, keep body and soul together for many, many years.
Yes, and the government didn't have to kick in. And you told me last night that within 5 days, they had not only found a job, but were in the process of buying a house, right?
Well, actually 5 years.
Oh, 5 years. Okay.
Not 5 days. But yeah, I'm so proud of my parents. They did nothing unusual other than working 6 days a week from, you know, the first days that we got here until the days that they retired, and never took $1 of assistance from anybody. You know, and a small digression. I mean, I can remember when my dad come home with a paycheck, we'd go out and buy the groceries for the entire week. And one particular day, he had 35 cents left after paying the rent and buying the groceries, and with that 35 cents, he took my mom and I to a movie theater, and with his last nickel, bought me a bag of popcorn. The whole point of that was, you know, I made this point last night. This country is incredible. It has all the opportunity that a man or a woman can ever hope for. All they got to do is get out there, work hard, and grasp that opportunity. And I'm so thankful that my mom and dad were able to do that.
Okay. So then to fast forward, you were the first in your family to go to college. You went to St. Edward. You got a degree in chemistry. Over the course of your career, went to Dow, actually retired from Dow. And then 14 years ago, you became the president of CRI, right?
Absolutely right. And it was one of the happiest days of my life when I was able to get this job for all kinds of reasons. One of those is Mary and I, you know, when we were first married, we were in Midland, Michigan, which is a small town, about 30, 35,000 people, much like Dalton. And we were really looking forward to coming back to a small town after living up in Northern Virginia. But it was even better than that. When we got here, I mean, the graciousness, the friendliness of the people here in Dalton, it's just heartwarming. You know, as people have asked us, you know, what are you going to do? Where are you going to be after retirement? We're going to be right here. I would not move out of Dalton for anything. It's a wonderful community.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about what you've done, what's been accomplished in the last 14 years with the Carpet and Rug Institute. As you look back, the things that you're the most proudest of, tell us a little bit about that.
I'll tell you, in fact, David Jolly and Jeff Loverbaum both alluded to this when they said a few words the other night. I'd say at a personal level, the thing that's been most gratifying is working with very, very high quality people. it's not always easy for us to pull on the same end of the rope. But I will tell you, almost without exception, that the board members, when they come into a meeting here in the boardroom for CRI, they take off their Shaw hat or their Mohawk hat or their BOU hat, and they put on their industry hat. And in the long run, even if it may not be to the advantage of an individual company, it does indeed work to raise all ships. And you know, that's something I've been very, very proud of and glad to have been a part of. The other thing that I think is new that I actually started when I came here in 2000, Kemp, was we do these surveys. We get out there and we ask the residential commercial customers, what are the things that you like about carpet? What are the things that cause you to, you know, not buy as much carpet as we would like you to buy? And that's really allowed us to focus the CRI effort on promoting the things that are really great about carpet, and also then working on the things that we call the urban legends about carpet, which are out there that get in the way of more carpet being put down. So those are the two things that come immediately to mind as I think about it, Kemp.
Yeah, actually, let me reiterate. I think this research project you did, that was some tremendous work. You know, it was very eye-opening and revealed what some of the hurdles were, because when you think of the Carpet and Rug Institute, you know, your primary objective is to remove the hurdles, to eliminate the deselection of carpet, to make sure it maintains market share. That, you know, and in this country, unlike any other of the developed countries, carpet is still the share leader. So we have a unique situation in the U.S. You brought some good discipline to this organization around revealing what both the consumer and the specifiers felt about the product, right?
Yeah, well, thank you for that. I take that as a great compliment. I'm a great plagiarizer. That idea was not newly invented by me. I'm actually big brought along from my days at Dow Chemical Company. But, you know, hey, it works, and I hope they continue to do that kind of analysis going into the future.
That's right. You mentioned earlier you're not leaving Dalton, so you and Mary are going to stay in the area. And I asked you last night, you say you're going to focus on spending some time on some philanthropic endeavors and continue to give back. Is that right?
That's exactly right. And it was funny because I mentioned that in my remarks last night. I hardly closed my mouth, and Howard Elder came up and said, hey, we need some help with the United Way.
Yeah.
So I think there'll be more opportunities than I can probably handle. It was part of my giving back to this country, as I said earlier, for all of the opportunities that were afforded my parents and me. I just feel like I owe a debt to this country, and that's what I'm going to spend some more of my time doing as I retire.
I know you also share one of my passions, which is boating, so hopefully you'll get to spend some more time on the lake as well.
Absolutely. In fact, dropped my Supra in the water last week, and so as soon as the weather starts cooperating, I'm sure we'll get the water skis out and get out on the water.
That's good that you're at your age, you're still water skiing.
Well, you know, I feel very fortunate, Kemp, that I'm in good health. I love snow skiing. My wife's convinced me to get back into tennis, so I'm doing some more of that. Lord willing, I'll be able to do that for some time to come.
Best of luck to you. I'm sure we'll stay in touch. Again, we've been talking to Werner Braun, who's president of the Carpet and Rug Institute, retiring at the end of the month. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.